would like to praise the strong position of Kenya that reflects the strong position of all African nations and leaders that has been reflected in many African summits, that rejects the ICC decision against President al-Bashir. And in fact, now most of the African countries, African people, African leaders, see ICC as a European and an American court, although America is not part of it, but it is being used as a probe in order to pass decisions against some African countries. And this is why we look, we highly praise the position of Kenya and the Kenyan government and the Kenyan people. And we repeat that this court has been actually established not for international justice, because you cannot say that four of the veto holding states in the Security Council are not part of the ICC, and then the same Security Council refers a dispute or a conflict or a case to the ICC in a decision which we look at as a political decision that has got nothing to do with justice. And this is why we see it as a political decision, and this is why we support what Kenya has said, which is part of the the African solidarity against the ICC.
Professor Gandor, will the NTP or President Bashir's advisers hold talks with officials of the ICC to resolve this issue that you describe as quite political and not for justice?
You know, ICC, as its prosecutor is saying, he is only concerned with justice. Although you are following that, Ocampo, the prosecutor of the ICC, he's been moving everywhere in the world, holding meetings, addressing speeches in universities and in gatherings, in political meetings, talking to the press. That is not an action of a prosecutor. We are not in a position to talk to the prosecutor of the ICC. We are not members of the Rome Treaty. We haven't signed it. We are not members of the ICC. The ICC is not the party to whom we are supposed to talk. This is why we've been talking to the international community who refer the case as an unfair case. And you know, they know very well that we've been justice in Darfur, although it's very difficult to complete justice within a context of what may be a civil war and where there are some rebel movements holding guns. You know that a criminal case, if a criminal is to be tried, he will just join one of the rebel movements and the court will never get hold of him. We are committed to justice in Darfur. We are committed to reconciliation. We have been saying this every now and then. But you know, in order to achieve justice, you need peace first. It is the old dilemma, peace first or justice first.
The chief prosecutor has often stated that the case was referred to the court by the Security Council. Will the Sudanese representative at the UN raise this issue so this problem could be resolved?
You know, the Security Council or some of its members are talking about using Article 16 in order to defer the case for 1 year. And we don't accept that. As the Security Council has referred the case to the ICC, they have to bring it back, and they can then ask the Sudanese government to ensure that justice prevailing in Darfur. That is the best way. You know, ICC is supposed to be a complementary probe, but if it is used as a political probe, as it is being used now, this is the problem.